people were killed. Oh, well, I know a lot of people are on vacation, so maybe they don't know what's going on.
You're the host. You got to tell them the bad news.
The bad news is cartoonists, journalists, some other people, police officer, were killed in Paris.
This was really big.
It is, yes. Especially in our business in particular.
Right.
Especially in your business in particular.
Right. And we have to not avoid who did this. Who did this, Jimmy?
Well, we presume, and I think...
No, it's not a presume. No. It's Muslim terrorists.
Yes, Muslim terrorists.
Right. This happens way too frequently. It's like Groundhog Day, except if the groundhog kept getting his head cut off.
Mohammed was tortured and killed in Gitmo and not have some sense that it's wrong and not be angry about it. But I look at this a little bit differently. I'm more lined up with what Bill Maher has been saying for an awful long time, and that is maybe the moderates within the broad religion need to stop apologizing, and they need to take control of the religion the same way that the liberals and moderates in the United States need to take care of the fringe within the Catholic Church and within the Protestant Church. This was a satirical newspaper in Paris. These guys had the balls of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, their office.
Their balls were bigger than Gerard Depardieu. Because they kept doing it.
They were firebombed. You know, their office was set on fire. They continued. The editor said he'd rather die than change his right to free expression.
For the crime of being satirists, for the crime of drawing cartoons. This has to stop. And unfortunately, a lot of the liberals who are my tribe, I am a proud liberal.
He's about to turn on you, so.
No, I'm not turning on them. I'm asking them to turn toward the truth, as I have been for quite a while. I'm the liberal in this debate, okay? I'm for free speech. To be a liberal, you have to stand up for liberal principles. It's not my fault that the part of the world that is most against liberal principles is the Muslim part of the world. There have been studies. We have.
You know, for some reason, liberals are so sketchy where it comes to saying the obvious, that there is a problem here. And what I mean by that, Tom, is, for example, I grew up mostly going to the Methodist churches in the South. And then at some point, the Methodist churches started sounding an awful lot like the evangelical fundamental Southern Baptist. And I said, well, that's not for me anymore. So what I did is I chose to step outside that structure and say, if I can't make it better, then I need to adjust. And I think there are plenty of people that should pay attention to the idea that there's only so many times you can have the apologist for all of this get on the air and say, gee whiz, this isn't really who we are. It's a big problem, and we cannot just not talk about it. This should not be off limits to talk about the fact that when the Catholics need to do some reconsideration, as this new Pope is doing, he's doing a brilliant job changing the brand. When we start seeing something go wrong, we have to do more than simply talk about it. We have to say, A, we're not going to send them any money. B, maybe I don't need to go to that mosque. Maybe I need to build out something that's more in line with what I really believe.
You know, I think we'd all agree 2014 was not a great year for people. But I think the hope was that 2015 would bring sort of a respite from the kinds of terrible events that have become all too familiar for us. But our hearts are with the staff of Charlie Hebdo and their families tonight. I know very few people go into comedy, as an act of courage. Established law. But those guys at Hebdo had it, and they were killed for their cartoons. Stark reminder that for the most part, the legislators and journalists and institutions that we jab and ridicule are not in any way the enemy. For however frustrating or outraged the back and forth can become, it's still back and forth, a conversation amongst those on let's call it team civilization. And this type of violence only clarifies that reality. But of course, our goal tonight is not to make sense of this, because there is no sense to be made of this. our goal, as it is always, is to keep going.
The facts on this. Treatment of women. They studied 130 different countries. 17 of the bottom 20 were Muslim countries. In 10 Muslim countries, you can get the death penalty just for being gay.
You see, religion is all about the structure, Tom. It's all about this infrastructure that's built. That doesn't have anything to do with faith. My faith is not different, for example, because I don't go to the Methodist church that I think is becoming an example of a Southern Baptist evangelical church. My faith is the same. I simply choose not to work within that structure. And at some point, people have to say something is wrong with the structure of the Muslim religion when we start hearing these over and over and over again. Where do we hear the stories about ISIS beheading? It's a Muslim story. Where do we hear a story like we heard just yesterday? It's a Muslim story. So the people who want to do the right thing and take that wonderful religion that has so much potential and save it have got to step outside of it and say, the structure is not working. We need to do something differently. I know Bill Maher got so much criticism for this, for saying this. You know, he was attacked by virtually everybody because he said what was on his mind. But the truth is, he was right.
But you need to be protected as to your right to do it. And I said to the Muslims, by the way, in the States as well as everywhere, even in the Muslim majority countries, that we need to get it right, that we are not going to convince our fellow human beings or fellow citizens that we are a religion of dignity and freedom and responsibility if we start by censorship. That's not the way it has to be, neither in the West nor in Muslim majority countries. Now, the point is that we stick to our principles, and there is a second principle that I want to make it clear about here. It's really for all of us, while we are shocked by what is happening in the West and the killing of cartoonists or innocent people, we should stand also by the same principles when it comes to things that are happening around the world in Muslim majority countries, because the most important, you know, number of victims of violent extremism are Muslims in Muslim majority countries. And very often we are, you know, you have a government saying we are not counting bodies where they are dropping, you know, bombs on people, and then we are shocked by other things. So I think that our principles also should be, we stick to our principle, innocence in innocence, and the dignity of any life, it's the same dignity and there is no difference.
Hey everybody, this is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro, 103.5, low power, micro power, radio. I'm Dr. Furious. And we are just kind of talking about some craziness out in the world, holding, you know, interesting ideas in our heads, sometimes conflicting ones potentially at the same time, like the fact that, you know, most fundamental Christian, Muslim, any fundamentalist religion is probably effed up. And we are also, you know, violently bombing other people, and, you know, that's what all the religions say. What happens is that'll come back to bite you. So anyway, it's this awkward place that we're in, and, you know, most the saddest of it all is that we're looking at what, you know, happened with the artists, cartoonists, media folks in France, and what happened, you know, to the Charlie magazine. So anyway, look, we're fired up. We're furious about that. It's just craziness, you know. So that's what we do on the Furious George Show at 10 o'clock till who knows how long into the wee hours. Every Thursday night, Micropower Radio. You can see some of our old Furious shows where we're furious about something or another at WCOMFM.org or go to FuriousG.blogspot.com and you can hear all about the old issues we've covered. But we also, in addition to covering some here crazy issues, we also try to throw in some crazy underground instrumental beats that serve as a fun background / layered soundtrack, including Low End Theory there in the background. Bam, bam. And then we also do crazy things, like sometimes we mix different things together, and sometimes we slow things down, sometimes we speed them up. And sometimes we just take crazy sounds from kind of pop-ish sound music and mess with it. So anyway, that's what we do on the Furious George Show. Every once in a while, it's offensive to members of a listening audience. But now you've been warned, so, you know, you deal with it. You want to talk to me, call me up, 919-246-9639. Or 919-929-9601. I'm furious. And we do this every Thursday. Please support Micropower Radio. Radio, where you're going to hear stuff that you hear nowhere else. Not just on your radio dial, but probably anywhere else in your internet dial. Where you have just an entire assembly of all these volunteer artists. Community spokespeople. Musicians. And people like me. Just people who like to DJ and throw crazy music together. With sounds that are in my mind anyway. And we have that 7 days a week. We have probably, you know, 10 different people on every day. And I challenge anyone to find me a community radio station, all volunteer, anywhere, that's got that kind of complexity and diversity of sounds. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a good night. Look, it's like freezing outside. And I had to warm up before I could even talk. And now I'm warm, obviously, thanks to DJ Buck Rooster. And, yeah, thanks to the beer, my friend. Of course, I'm not drinking it in the studio because that would hurt her character. But, look, thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. Thanks for downloading the show wherever you happen to be. Thanks for walking by the windows here and giving me a thumbs up and all the other good stuff that happens that supports volunteers making this great thing happen. So we're going to keep trying to support it in our little way. I'm furious.
I'm sorry. have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative.
Muslims who have to talk about this. We have to come together to understand that we have a common enemy, which is, of course, violent extremism. And all the reasons and causes that are upstream nurturing this when it comes to supporting dictators, not giving the freedom to, for the people to find their way in the future. We need to be consistent as to our condemnation of the consequences and our analysis of the causes and the principles we stand for.
Stoned to death because they do something wrong, or women are treated in a way that they're half the value of a man, something's wrong with that. And so the Muslims who really care about Islam and want to really do something meaningful have got to step outside that structure, just like I'm talking about, the same way I stepped outside the Methodist Church. I didn't lose my faith, but nevertheless, I felt like the infrastructure did not fit.
Thank you. the cultural impact of hip hop, and it's a strong one, you know. So I just want to prepare people for that at home. I think that hip hop has done more for racial relations than most cultural icons, and I say save Martin Luther King because his dream speech we realized when President Obama got elected. But the impact of the music, you know, this music didn't only influence kids from urban areas, it influenced people all around the world. People listened to this music all around the world and took to this music. And racism is taught in the home. I truly believe that racism is taught when you're young. So it's very difficult to teach racism when your kid looks up to Snoop Doggy Dogg. And if you look at clubs and how integrated they had become before people partied in separate clubs. There were hip hop clubs and there were techno clubs, and now people party together, and once you have people partying, dancing and singing along to the same music, then conversations naturally happen after that, right? And then within conversations that we all realize that we're more alike than we're separate.
Stark reminder that for the most part, the legislators and journalists and institutions that we jab and ridicule are not in any way the enemy. For however frustrating or outraged the back and forth can become, it's still back and forth, a conversation amongst those on, let's call it team civilization. And this type of violence only clarifies that reality. But of course, our goal tonight is not to make sense of this, because there is no sense to be made of this. Our goal, as it is always, is to keep going. Keep calm and carry on, or whatever version of that saying is in your dorm room.
Mecca is their Vatican City. If they were chopping the heads off of Catholic gay people, wouldn't there be a bigger outcry among liberals? I ask you.
Yes.
So, you know, to bring it home to us, because we are satirists, and I'm a satirist who deals with this subject particularly, it's kind of scary that some people say you cannot make a joke That's off limits. We saw this with Kim Jong-un.
Yes, we did. And
the interview.
And I have to say, I was
disappointed. A movie I am in.
I was disappointed by the responses. I
for 10 seconds.
That doesn't get you off the hook. I was disappointed in the response that I saw from some people who said, maybe we shouldn't make movies like this. We shouldn't do this kind of thing. People who don't really seem to understand how big this is, the big picture, and how important something like that actually is.
Nation. That's on my tweet. We have to stop saying, when something like this that happened in Paris today, we have to stop saying, well, we should not insult a great religion. First of all, there are no great religions. They're all stupid and dangerous. And we should insult them, and we should be able to insult whatever we want. That is what free speech is like. There are certain people in the world who want waivers on free speech. Kim Jong-un in Korea says, you cannot make jokes about our country. And there's a lot of Muslim people in the world. I know most Muslim people would not have carried out an attack like this.
True.
But here's the important point. Hundreds of millions of them support an attack like this. They applaud an attack like this. What they say is, oh, we don't approve of violence, but you know what? When you make fun of the Prophet, all bets are off.
Hundreds of millions of Muslims support
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. That is mainstream in the Muslim world, that when you make fun of the Prophet, all bets are off. You get what's coming to you.
Very impressive, warmongers. Now let's see how Kim Jong-il's Panthers treat. I went to Iraq, you know.
Susan Sarandon. Oh, thank God. We have to stop the ceremony. Kim Jong-il is mad. Here, let me loose. I'll show you where the theater is.
All right.
No, Chris, stay away from her.
Fuck you. She wants to help us.
No, Chris. She's acting.
What is the role of the artist in activism?
Right. Hip-hop is that they stopped being conscious. And so the new style became consumption. And then the new style became whatever the heck is going on now.
Yeah, I like what you were saying about just being against broad topics, like being against war, because then when someone takes it a step further, like when the kid from One Direction had like a Palestine, a flag of Palestine, people were just like, not that war, not that, you can't be, no, shh, about them. But I do think people can still get in trouble. One of the things that I thought was so interesting that Nicki Minaj talked about, who I checked to see if she follows me on Twitter every day, and she doesn't, was when she talked about what happened to Kanye West. George Bush was unpopular. Jeez, everyone, no one likes George Bush. He was unpopular, he made his statement, and suddenly the story got turned. It wasn't about levees breaking, it was about Kanye West's mean words against George Bush. Somehow that was the story. Somehow his words brought down the levees.
Well, and yet there was, so that's an interesting moment. I mean, maybe it's worth going back, just because, why don't we just watch Kanye say what he said again? So we'll
remember. We see a black family that says they're looting. See a white family that says they're looking for food, and you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I mean,
take on the cultural impact of hip-hop, and it's a strong one, you know, so I just want to prepare people for that at home. I think that hip-hop has done more for racial relations than most cultural icons, and I say save Martin Luther King because his dream speech, we realized that President Obama got elected. But the impact of the music, you know, this music didn't only influence kids from urban areas, it influenced people all around the world. People listened to this music all around the world and took to this music. And racism is taught in the home. I truly believe that racism is taught when you're young. So it's very difficult to teach racism when your kid looks up to Snoop Doggy Dog. And if you look at clubs and how integrated they had become before people partied in separate clubs. There were hip-hop clubs and there were techno clubs, and now people party together, and once you have people partying, dancing, and singing along to the same music, then conversations naturally happen after that, right? And then within conversations that we all realize that we're more alike than we're separate.
I hear my Fox Force 5 joke. Sure. Except I think I'm still a little too petrified to laugh.
No, you won't laugh because it's not funny. But if you still want to hear it, I'll tell it.
I can't wait.
Okay. Three tomatoes are walking down the street. Papa tomato, mama tomato, and baby tomato. Baby tomato starts lagging behind, and Papa tomato gets really angry. Goes back and squishes him. Says, ketchup.
Of the Milky Way with pictures of a missing planet last seen in pursuit of an American dream. This fool actually thinks he could drive his Hummer on the moon, blasting DMX off the soundtrack of a South Park cartoon. Niggas used to buy their families out of slavery. Now we buy chains and links, smokes and drinks. They're paying me to record this, even more if you hear it. Somebody tell me what you think I should do with the money. Yes, Dredd, tell me what you think I should do with the money. Exactly how much is gonna cost to free Mumia? What you gonna do with this freedom? Talk on the radio? Radio programming is just that. A brainwashed and cleaned of purpose. To be honest, some freedom of speech makes me nervous. And you looking for another martyr in the form of a man here like a mane with an outstretched hand? In a world of harsh thoughts, reactionary defensiveness, and counterintelligence, what exactly is innocence? Fuck it, I do believe the existence of police brutality. Who do I make checks payable to? A young child stares at a glowing screen, transfixed by tales of violence. His teenage father tells him that that's life, not that Barney shit. A purple dinosaur that speaks of love, a black man that speaks of blood. Which one is keeping it real, son? Who manufactured your steel, son? Hardcore, basing elements at the Earth's core. Fuck it, I'ma keep speaking till my throat sores. An MC told a crowd of hundreds to put their hands in the air. An armed robber stepped to a bank and told everyone to put their hands in the air. A Christian minister gives his benediction while the congregation hold their hands in the air. Love the image of the happy Buddha with his hands in the air. Hands up if you're confused, define tomorrow. Your belief system ain't louder than my car system. Nigga walked down my block with his Rottweiler. A subwoofer on a leash, each one teach one. The DJ spins a new philosophy into a barren mind. I can't follow it, my head nods as if to clear the last image from an etch-a-sketch. Something like Rakim said, I could quote any MC, but why should I? How would it benefit me? Karmic repercussions. Are your tales of reality worth their sonic lace discussions? Suddenly the ground shivers and quakes. A newborn startles and wakes. Her mother rushes to her bedside to hold her to her breast. Milk of sustenance heals and nourishes. From the depths of creation, life still flourishes. Yet we focus on death and destruction, violence, corruption. My people, let Pharaoh go. What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out? What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out? What have you bought into? How much will it cost to buy you out?
How much it gonna cost to buy you out of my mind? Penny for a thought. Y'all niggas is half-stepping. Wasting my time. Please, nigga, what? Talking to me? Please,
please, can I borrow a nickel, a dime of that quarter? Penny for a thought.
How much it gonna cost to buy you out of buying into a reality that originally bought you? Dime a dozen. Y'all niggas a dime a dozen. Penny for a thought, nigga. Come on, penny for a thought. Think fast. Come on, time is money.
Time is money. Money is time. So I keep 7 o'clock in the back and gain interest in the hour of God. I'm Satan to buy my freedom. God grant me wings. I'm too free.
not to fly. I soar to look at humans without wings, so I soar and find tickly the feathers of my wings. Flying hysterically over land, numerically I am 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 dimensions deeper than dimensions of breath. 7 mountains higher than the valley of death. 7 dimensions deeper than dimensions of breath.
We're performing an exorcism and all this keep it realism. Violent sensationalism in the name of the hip hop that nurtured me, cultured me. We are ordering all evil entities to exit this body, leave this body. In the name of microphone fiends and a young boy's b-boy dreams, we charge you to leave this body, leave this body. All evil entities, all wannabe MCs, decoys, decoys. Send in the true b-boys, the true b-boys. Be men, motherfuckers, be men. In the name of Scott LaRock, in the name of Tito Rock.
Motherfuckers must think I'm crazy. Shit, I think your motherfuckers is crazy. I want my fucking MTV. Penny for a thought, nigga. Penny for a thought. The fuck have you bought into?
We have to condemn what is happening, and nothing can justify what happened and the killing of the cartoonists and now the police officer in France. What is important for us is to make it clear that we stand by our principles. And while I was debating, you know, the journalists in France about the cartoons and the way they were coming to or nurturing controversies about, you know, insulting the prophet, insulting Islam, I made it clear from the beginning, this is your freedom to do so. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's an intelligent and decent way to deal with freedom of expression, but you need to be protected as to your right to do it.
All right, everybody, listen. Michael Power Radio, you hear that? I am Dr. Furious, Furious George. This is the Furious George Show. We do it every Thursday night from 10 o'clock to who knows how long. And tonight we've been spotlighting the crazy attack on free speech, insanity, and civilization in France against Charlie Magazine, cartoonists. And also, you know, reflecting on the craziness of fundamental religions in general. And a bunch of other fun stuff. And how the power of hip-hop can be used and is being used. So hopefully you get a general idea of what we do here on the Furious George Show. If you want to learn more about old-school Furious George shows. In fact, we've been doing it here at the station for 10 years now. Furious is one of, I'm one of the original WCOM DJs when we kicked off the station, got it going. When LPFM was legalized after it being illegal and in Asheville, we fought to get our voice on public airwaves so that we could speak freely to our community. One of the most important free speech events and movements and campaigns I've ever been a part of, where not only did we unite to help seize back a piece of the airwaves from corporate crypto-fascist fundamentalists in Asheville, including like people who were with corporations, but also crazy, you know, church folks who fundamentalists, extremists who were trying to shut us down, shut down and take over most of the public or of the airwaves. So anyway, listen, we you know, we got free speech legalized through the airwaves of low power FM radio through Asheville and through a whole national movement in the 90s to take back a piece of the airwaves from corporate crypto fascists. And we did, and we won. And in 2001, they legalized what we had already been doing. So they just basically gave us the green light to keep doing it. Just had to get a permit, and that's what we got here at WCOML PFM 103.5. So that's, you know, and we've definitely offended several folks here, several different whole populations on the Furious Show over the decade. And in fact, before we did WCOM, I was offending folks probably in Asheville where we were doing Free Radio Asheville. I remember one of the most important shows we did was in the context of fighting the Ku Klux Klan in Asheville when we had powerful movement of local kind of radicals in Asheville who united with a bunch of brothers from Atlanta. And in 1996 in Asheville, the Ku Klux Klan tried to march around Asheville, and we let them march, but we shouted them down. And of course we had like 3,000 people to their 30, and we, you know, we didn't touch them or hurt them or anything, but they ran all, you know, they got run out of town. Literally, they had to have the police protect them. And Free Radio was a part of that movement. And it's just interesting that that came to mind, given the fact that we've been talking about how, you know, hip-hop can unite folks. And so, in the spirit of free speech and unity, I want to dedicate the show to the journalists who have been taken away from us in France. I'm Furious. Thanks for listening. Michael Power Radio, 103.5. Yeah.